longest running talk show on Maui. And you know, we love adrenaline here. See, it's all part of our, it's in our blood. We have direct transfusions of adrenaline and oxygen to go with it. And you know, I always look forward, you know, I always look forward to the show after 30 years. I always look forward to the show, but some of the shows I look forward to most are the shows with Barry Rivers. And
he is amazing, isn't he?
He's amazing. Yeah. And it was like literally in the studio just a minute. And I knew you'd make it on time. I wasn't thinking twice you wouldn't make it. That's why I texted you. You want to call in if you can't make it?
I didn't even see
that. I know you didn't. So anyway, but you made it and all is well. You want to breathe for a second?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay, yep. Good. Okay, because it's the big day. You're on the eve of the Celestial Cinema kickoff tomorrow night.
Well, that's good.
It's Celestial Cinema Eve today. Which is a holiday.
Well, I feel like Santa Claus. I'm giving away so many comps. So it's appropriate.
Oh, you know, you share the wealth so beautifully,
we
Barry.
We share the wealth because people step up and help yes. us make it happen. That's the
absolutely
bottom line.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And, yeah, well, you know, I am so thrilled. I actually have taken time to look at some of the trailers. I hope everyone has taken some time to look at the trailers because they really are entertainment in themselves. And, of course, tomorrow night is the big kickoff night. But we're going to talk about all the films at the Celestial Cinema and also that are happening at the MAC, and especially the festivals and the special film panels and all the wonderful things that makes this a very, very special occasion.
I had an idea just that we can do this or not. I mean, probably okay. Most people are driving. I don't know where they are. But I thought to sort of walk people through the website a little bit, if they might find that helpful, because it's really beautifully laid out and super simple, and we don't have to do it that way. But I just thought, you
well,
know.
Well, I mean, we can do some of it, but truthfully, a lot of people, I'd say about 40% of our people
driving.
Are listening, are driving. So there's no way they're going to be able to do that while they're driving.
I'm driving too.
I know.
I'm driving people in my office crazy. That's what I'm driving.
So I mean,
I'm driving
the
2018, make them all crazy.
We can certainly talk about it, and that'll kind of give them you know, an idea of how it works, because it is a beautiful website, and there's a lot there. Absolutely,
it's all
sure.
there.
So what we'll do, let's do this. This kind of works that way. We're going to let you use that as your basis, and then we'll talk about each film and what you do as you yourself go through your website.
Let's see if, let's see here. I wonder if I got a network here. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I know.
Let me see here.
Well, you did a few weeks ago, so maybe it remembers
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I don't. So, I have it on my phone. Anyway, the point being just, and we don't have to belabor the point, but, you know, MauiFilmFestival.com is the website. That's
it is.
That's how you get to it online. It's how you get to it on your phone. And it's sort of pretty well optimized for mobile now. I'm not thrilled about it. It's a real challenge to have the system that we're using look as good on the phone as it does online. I mean,
yeah.
In terms of the layout, it actually looks better in the phone than anywhere else because these phones are so incredible. At least the iPhone is.
I know, I love
you know,
my
they're
phone.
So bright and so colorful. So,
it's true.
You know, it's like a blessing and a curse all at the same time.
Yeah. No, it is a blessing because what's happening is, you know, people are out and around and they're using their phone more than they're using the computer. I agree. And it is great. So, you know, MauiFilmFestival.com is not only where you see the trailers, but you see the entire layout of what's going on. Plus the festivals, of course.
And you can also sample menu items from the Taste of Wailea.
That's nice.
Chart. Yeah, it's a new thing. It's a 3D printing thing, and it's really been spectacular. So if no one's gone there yet to try that,
I haven't tried that.
you are adorable and incredibly
gullible,
John. Who are you married to here, man? It's coming. I have no doubt it's coming.
I thought you had like recipes or. descriptions. I knew I couldn't taste it online, Barry. I didn't know that. But I thought there was some way you actually had recipe descriptions or something, because it is a great site. So let's really, because this is so big. Now, I know you've been working down to the wire. I mean, on this one, there's been so much happening. But, you know, the brochures are out and around, although none were dropped off here. But the brochures are
oh, really?
Are out and around. I stole some from another
That's
place.
Weird.
I won't say
I
where I stole
them. I have some in the car.
Them.
I can drop
Good.
Them off.
Absolutely great. So, and I think we have one or two passes we can give away on the air as well.
Okay.
Which I'll do in a bit. But let's start with tomorrow night, because tomorrow's the big night. The Celestial Cinema is how many years now? Which anniversary are we on, Barry?
It's what I like to call the first annual, 19th annual Maui Film Festival.
Wow. Because 19
when and if we take on another one, next year's will be the second annual, 19th annual, because I'm determined to have the 20th annual be in the year 2020.
Oh, won't that be amazing?
It would just light up the world.
Yeah. Well, the thing that everyone loves about the film festival here on Maui, including the people that fly in for it, and there are many stars that come in and a lot of people from major publications that come in for this, is the fact that it's not like a lot of other film festivals. You really honor the beautiful, highest integrity of what films bring to people, to inspire them, to motivate them, to show the good in life, to educate them. And we have learned over years and years, 19 years, as a matter of fact, that we may not know the names of these films, but we know that we can trust you to bring us the highest quality films. I just had to say that because it is true.
Thanks.
And over the years, I just like to quickly reflect on how many great films I've seen there that later on were like, oh my God, that was the film that was back in June, and now look at it, it's up for these Academy Awards and everything. So
yeah, we got a few of those again this year.
Yep. So it kicks off tomorrow night with a beautiful film that, and again, the trailer on this is just lovely, called Find Your Voice.
Yeah, it's a film from New Zealand, actually from Australia, but it's set primarily in New Zealand, and it's a story of a young musician who hopes to really break it big someday and become the person he wants to be, which is sort of a rap artist, a Maori rap artist. it stars Keisha Castle Hughes and another fellow named, God, what's his first name? I need to look something Sanders.
Adam.
Adam, thank you. He's a big star actually in Australia. There's a lot of stuff,
nice
a lot of kids.
Guy.
Programs.
And she looks gorgeous. People mainly know Keisha from The Whale Rider, which was a great film.
Yeah, but it's a wonderful film. And, you know, he gets his break when he sort of wins the lotto and is able to get himself back to New Zealand, where he feels his strength will be. His ohana's there. And so he just begins this sort of journey that wasn't quite working out in Australia and tries to manifest it in New Zealand and meets her. She's an established singer already. They hit it off. You know, doves fly, rainbows explode. It's kind of a wonderful film.
Oh, my
God,
that'd be a great name for a movie.
Rainbows Explode?
Yeah, I love that.
Great, it's all yours, Cindy.
Great visuals.
I do this.
Well, I'll write
week.
A poem.
You
on
can
it.
Have it.
I'll write a poem.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
It.
So anyway, so that's the first film of the night, and it's a really wonderful film. Good for kids. I would rate it if I was rating it. This film is not rated in the U.S. MPAA sense, Motion Picture Academy of America. I think it is Association rather of America. But I would rate it probably PG-13. So maybe not appropriate for the youngest kids, but for kids who are in that neighborhood of 13 or older, it's a wonderful film. As is the second film that night. First film starts at 8, second film starts at 10. Mm-hmm. I think I've mentioned this before, but these films this year, for just by happenstance, are somewhat shorter on average than they've been, which is not to say you're not getting your money's worth, you are, but they're closer to 93 minutes, 96 minutes, rather than like an hour and 58 minutes or whatever. We have a few of those too, but this one is relatively short, as is Michael Frante's film, which is called Stay Human.
Yes.
He's a musician a lot of people on Maui know. He's played here a number of times. He really brings it. You know, John Woodhouse said to me on the phone the other day, he wrote a great article about it, appeared in the Maui News, and he said, this guy's like talking to the Dalai Lama of music. I mean, he's really powerfully committed to the vision he holds for the planet and how to live one's life. And it really comes across good and strong in this film. And he went out searching for people who are helping generate hope in the communities that they call home. And he's found five really great examples of it. So that's what that film's about.
I am so happy to do that. I think we'll just back up for a little bit about, because the whole process of getting over there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think you probably all know, but if you're visiting, you might not know. You just go down to Wailea. As you turn down the hill, you see parking on the left side. There's shuttles that are extremely convenient.
Free, as is the parking, by the way, as they have been from day one almost 20 years ago.
Which is something, because most places for parking charge $5 or $10 now, so that's great.
Oh, that's a good idea. I think I'll do that. That's a
I'm
really
sorry,
good
folks,
idea,
I
Cindy. Thanks,
it.
Cindy, for that, everybody. Send her an email.
But you want to get there early is the bottom line, because you do have to park your car. You have to get the shuttle. So I would say, what time would you recommend?
Well, gates open at 6:30, so if you're there at 6:15-ish or so, you know, you're going to really, you know, be about as quick, you'll be in there as quickly as anybody else will, or more so.
And a lot of people want to get there early because they get some food there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's food. Mulligan's is doing the food with Fabiani's, and they always do a great job. And there are things to drink, and there's popcorn, and there's, you know, sweets, and there's all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, make a night of it. I mean, it's a really special night. Plus, this year is the full moon is on the 13th, which is our opening night. Mm. So even during the
Yeah,
so like the last time Keisha was in a film here was in 2000, I think, in like, I looked it up the other day, 2006 maybe with Whale Rider, maybe even earlier than that. And she was here in the night of a full moon. And anyone who was there will still remember because as the film was maybe a third of the way through, the moon started to rise above the center of the screen and continued doing that for 4 or 5 minutes, whatever it was. By the time it was up and in your face. It was spectacular. And then it, you know, sort of transited over our heads.
And the weather's supposed to be great for the whole
film. Let me say it another way. The moon's there. We were moving forward, and it apparently floating over our heads. But,
so
yeah, it's just beautiful.
Get there early. Get your space. Get your food. Make it a, you know, it's a festival kind of feeling.
Cirque du Cinema, baby.
Yeah, there you go. So tomorrow is going to be a real feel-good, wonderful,
great night for anybody.
And films that you picked that really epitomize what the Celestial Cinema is about.
Yeah. I've got a little. You keep going. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. But I have a little. If you don't get our emails, just get our emails. It's just the easiest way to communicate with you. They're sort of entertaining. I mean, if I say that myself,
I do. You do nice writing. And Barry does most all the writing.
Yeah, right. I write all the stuff, you know. Yeah. But did you get to one today?
No.
Today it's called Nailing the Festival, Nailing the Landing, and it has sort of a top 10 list of ways to enjoy the festival.
Oh, you want to do it?
Well, I was sort of trying to find it, but okay. It'll take me a second. But basically, one of them is just to bring something warm just in case, you know, it gets a little cool sometimes up there. The weather's been so flaky, it can just be that way. You know, we said shuttles and buses are free. It's a chance to sort of get off the couch and commune with the community. Yeah.
Can't bring your dogs as much as Barry loves dogs. Can't bring dogs, but you can bring low back chairs, right?
I'm probably bringing mine. You can bring low back chairs, though, yeah, because mine is the spiritual advisor of the festival. Check out page 5 or 6 of the ebook. But no, I really want to make the point that this is not. You know, people can see movies in so many ways. They can see them for a nickel or a dime. They're often worth a nickel or a dime.
Yeah.
So, and they're often better, far better than that. But the bottom line is this sort of sitting on your couch yet again, watching another movie on Netflix, you know, drinking a $5 bottle of wine with your pajamas on. There's that whole thing. I get it. We all get it. We all live and work through long, hard days. This is, you know, Maui's a challenging place for people to sort of make it work. But there's also a time to realize that you're living in a community that's not a digital network that you can sort of, you know, connect with all day long on your phone. It's real people. And that's, I don't know how else to tell you that, but if you haven't done a lot of that lately, it's pretty damn terrific.
So, it is. It's a festival.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an experience. And you do feel that. You feel that energy in the group. And you definitely will run into people you know there. And
better yet, that was one of the other ways to nail the festival this year. We've had about probably close to 25 weddings that I'm aware of from people who either had a first date or a blind date at the festival all these years. Oh, yeah. Well, it's only like one a year, I guess, 1.5 or 2 a year on average, you know. Probably more than 25, really, because I haven't done the math in a while. But also, many kids come out of it. One woman walks up to me every single year and shows me her kids who are now like 17 and 14. So, you know, it's a great place. I call it cosmic pinball. You know, if you're bouncing around in the same pinball machine every day, you're going to find what you found yesterday and the day before and last week. If you just throw
it
out there, you know, go to a place that you don't go to or have an experience you don't often have, you're playing at a different level. And you know what? There's magic in it.
You know, okay, so we got rainbows exploding and we have cosmic pinball. I should be writing these down.
Yeah, you need to follow me around, Cindy, so I can remember this stuff because it comes out and goes away as fast as it could.
There's so much bombarding of these visuals. Okay, so Thursday night is really something that's so perfect for Maui, of course, and is always a part of the film festival and has always been a part of the festival since the first year. I think it's the influence of Barry's sons, really, because his twins, boys, just are amazing on the water. So Thursday's going to be the night of the ocean, Kissed by God. And again, who came up with that title? Is that an amazing title for a film?
Yeah, Andy Irons, Kissed by God, because you see, this is really a hell of a film. It transcends simply being a surf film. While it does have footage back to when he was 6, 7 years old of, you know, a person who was many years there, maybe 3, 4 years, the literally number one rated world champ in the world, you know, surfing, and just super talented, super aggressive, but super talented. And he unfortunately had, you know, some problems sort of coping with what was going on inside him, which eventually they realized was a bipolar situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he got into some really rough stuff, but he was just an amazing surfer and really an amazing human being. He really came so close to pulling it out, and unfortunately for him, it just didn't end the way most people, well, the way people would have preferred it to end. So it's called Andy Irons. That's the surfer's name, Andy Irons, Kissed by God. And I think they use that term because in so many ways he was such an enlightened cat and really understood the depth of the challenge he was taking on and the wisdom he learned along the way and how rough it was to sort of become the person he wanted to be, that it's a film that will leave you in tears. I mean, if you're not crying at the end of this movie,
well,
you know,
I
don't know what I'm talking about.
And with Anthony Bourdain and mental illness,
right.
You know, we are all, I think, more than ever becoming aware of what happens is a lot of these people don't even know that they have these issues or that they're bipolar or there's depression. And I think we're all beginning to learn more and more and more the impact of this.
And I do want to say, you know, look, there's definitely that side to the poster's great. Have you taken note of the poster?
Yes.
It's
yeah.
sort of him with his face looking like two different people, you know, which is mm-hmm. sort of how your emotional state can impact, you know, present itself to the world. But it's a really powerful film. Don't stay away because you think it's a downer. It's
no.
not. It's actually incredibly uplifting. I mean, this whole festival years ago, when it first started, it started with a commitment to compassionate vision and life-affirming storytelling. And this is actually a very life-affirming story because his wife goes on, they have a kid. I mean, it's a really touching film, and there's some incredible surf footage. So enough about that film, but it's really one not to miss, especially if you love the ocean.
Film.
That's at 8, yeah. And then at 10 o'clock, there's a film from France called Vague Alam. It has lots of translations, and I always forget the English translation. It's blue something or other, blue something.
Would it be water?
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
No. It's not blue water. It's, okay. It's another word than water, and I really should have committed this to memory by now. Let me see.
I don't know.
It's blue. Oh, feeling blue.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just sort of, you know, if you look at it as poetry, it's feeling blue, surrounded by water and all that stuff. But it's an amazing film. Shane Dorian, a Maui surfer, well known around the world for his big wave prowess, stars in it alongside another young surfer named Benjamin Sanchez and a few other folks as well. And they're riding a lot of waves here on Maui, big, big, big ones, like the biggest of the big, but also in Portugal at Nazaré, which is a big break that all the guys that really want to take on the biggest stuff to ride out there.
I didn't know about that in Portugal.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's beautiful. In fact, one of the scenes in the film is a guy almost but not quite catching a 100-foot wave, which would have been the first time that ever happened. 100-foot wave.
Oh, my God.
And I think he did ride, like, I think he's got like an 85-foot wave or so that he rides in the same
film. I didn't know that there were 100-foot waves that anyone's ever tried to run. I mean, I thought the biggest waves were here in Jaws. But
some people live to do that. So this cat's one of them, this Benjamin Sanchez. So really, you know, it's a sort of trip around the world. It's also a really, really great surf film for people that just like traditional surf films. You know, you won't be disappointed at this. It's a relatively short film. I want to say it's just a bit over an hour. Maybe it's 70 minutes or something like that. It's showing after the first film. And, again, it allows for a fairly early night for people that feel like they got to get to work the next day. You know, they'll be out of there by, it'll probably be midnight, but, you know, they'll survive. Good cup of coffee or two in the morning, they'll be good. Which reminds me.
Yes? You got coffee?
We not only have coffee, we have cappuccino and coffee sort of specialty drinks, thanks to Mike and the guys at Mulligan's and Fabiani's.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, so if people really
that's
like...
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, rather than just like, you know, sort of brewed coffee or drip coffee, whatever, you know, there are going to be some options up there this year.
That's a great idea.
First time. We've tried it before and never had a whole lot of luck, but these guys know what they're doing. They're psyched
to do it. Is Fabiani's going to have pizza? Do you know?
Don't know. Their menu changes every night. I'm not sure if we've been given it yet to post it online. We often do. But I know
they've got a great reputation, and so does Mike. So that's wonderful between the two. Well, and a lot of people are talking about your Friday night. You know, Friday night, of course, is, you know, a lot of people do get off the next day. So it's a date night. It's a night to go out and it's a night to have fun. And it's an interesting film. You know, the title doesn't really describe it at all.
Ideal Home?
Yeah, Ideal Home. I don't.
It actually does.
Does it?
Yeah, if you've seen the movie, it does. Have you seen the trailer?
No.
Okay.
But I know, I mean, you talked to me about it, and I know who's in it. The two guys, I've followed the both of them.
Yeah. At its core, what it's about is sort of what defines a family.
Oh.
So it very much is about living in an ideal home.
Uh-huh.
And in this instance, based upon these characters in the film, how different that might be than what people first think of when they think of living in like a wonderful, being raised in a wonderful home.
Uh-huh.
So, and it's the story of two gay men. They're together. I don't know if they're married. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while. I've seen so many movies this year. But they're together, a long-term relationship. One of them's a well-known chef. and the other sort of a television producer. And at one moment in the film, they're having this big dinner with a lot of famous chefs, real chefs, you know, at this dinner. They try to like add that sort of, you know, quality of reality to it, you know. And this young kid is brought in by the state and go, this is your grandson. Your son just got, you know, arrested for breaking and entering, and he wanted you to have him until he's out of jail. So they wind up with this kid, which was like the last thing they ever thought they would do. And they're very much reluctant to take it on. And then over the course of the movie, this kid's wonderful, and they begin to see that wonder in it, fall in love with him, and really dedicate themselves to creating a wonderful small family for this young guy to grow up in. And there's a lot of laughs. The trailer is funny as hell. If you haven't seen the trailer, go to the website and check out the trailer. It stars Paul Rudd and Steve Coogan.
Those are the guys that did the trip to Italy?
Coogan did. Paul Rudd has done all kinds of stuff from, you know, 40-Year-Old Virgin to This Is 40. He's done a bunch of stuff.
All right, yeah.
But it's a really wonderful film, and I'm not sure what its rating is off the top of my head. You might have it there.
Which part His would rating, it be in?
It would be where the synopses are.
Oh, okay. I was just looking for that.
But, I mean, there's a little bit of language in the film, so you might want to keep your youngest kids away from it, but it's really quite funny and touching. Where is it?
I think it'd be an interesting
I think
one
I forgot
to
how to alphabetize the alphabet. Oh, there we go. Okay. It's not rated.
Okay.
So, yeah. Just a little warning. And then the second film that night is actually the more sort of user-friendly for people of any age of the two of them, but we just wanted to lead with the Paul Coogan film. Steve Coogan film. The second film is called Off the Menu, and it's the story of a writer, a food writer, who is given the task of going to New Mexico and finding the best food in the Southwest, and he keeps hearing about this woman who people come like, you know, hundreds of miles away from to eat her food, and he meets her and falls in love and doesn't let her know why he is there. So it causes some complications when she realizes why he's there and whether or not his intentions are sincere and whatnot. But it's got two great leads in it, and it's a beautiful film. It's shot against the background of the you love that part of the country.
Oh, I do, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's if you like food, if you like a good, great love story, this stuff's right up your alley. This film's right up your alley. Again, it's called Off the Menu.
Wonderful. So, and Saturday you have, again, visually, it looks like these two films are just visually beautiful. And, of course, you've been to the south of France in Burgundy, haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a gorgeous country. It's a wonderful country.
So Cindy's talking about Taste of Wailea. We didn't really mention that there are three.
Well, we're going to do this
separate. Go back later?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fine. All right. Yeah, I thought we'd just go through the films and then we'll go through the festival.
So Saturday night, there are two films. Well, we always have double features at Celestial Cinema. Some nights there are tributes, some nights there aren't, some nights there's hula, some nights there's not, or there's live music. It just varies. We like to call it a night of Celestial Cinema festivities. Mm-hmm. And there's always two films, like I said. And actually, I overlooked mentioning that on Friday night before the Paul Rudd, Steve Coogan film, Nick Robinson is one of our honorees this year. He's a name a lot of people may not know. He's probably a face a lot of people will recognize, some won't. But he's been in all kinds of things from a Jurassic Park film, the most recent Jurassic Park film, not the one just out now, but the one previous to that. He was in Love, Simon, where he got incredible critical acclaim playing a young gay guy. His brother's gay, I guess he's not, but he really nailed the part. And it's a sort of a teenage, like a smart teenage dramedy set against the backdrop of a lead character who's gay, which is, I don't think, really ever been dealt with quite as successfully as this film deals with it. And it's just a wonderful film. And again, it's a film about who you are shouldn't be dictated by what you choose to do with another person when it comes to making love or falling in love. He's here, and he's got...
So that's going to be Friday night?
That's Friday night, yeah.
He's going to get that recognition?
Yeah, and he's got a bunch of other stuff going on. He's an anti-gun violence guy. He's getting an award from, from some group. I always forget the name of it. It's actually not being officially announced till Sunday. But a real special actor who you're going to see a lot more of. By the way, did you happen to see the Tonys the other night?
I did see the Tonys.
Did you see Maui Film Festival honoree Andrew Garfield light it up with that first speech he gave? Did you watch it?
Yes, and did you know that actually the woman who was kind of doing the backstage stuff, talking to the people, that's Andrew, that's Dennis and Mona's daughter.
Oh, gee.
Moore. Yeah, that's her. She was in.
I thought she got a Tony.
Yeah, yeah. So no, it was wonderful. I thought it was an excellent show and a lot of great performances.
Yep.
De Niro shook it up, and Bruce Springsteen did a thing.
Yep. I don't know if I've ever seen a better post-award acceptance speech than that one.
Yeah,
it
powerful.
Was just, powerful. Yeah, if you have a minute, just
wasn't he the first black male actor?
Andrew Garfield?
No, so the one who got Best Actor. was the first black male Tony Award winner.
I didn't watch the whole show. I had some work to do. I watched the first half, and then I might have missed that.
Happy, by the way, I have to ask you a question, because it says here on Friday night after Ideal Home, it's happy birthday, Toby Simpson.
Would you like me to make it happy birthday, Cindy Powell?
No, no, but was that the film you were talking about? Because I didn't get the title.
I've been talking about Ideal Home.
No, I know about Ideal Home, but after that.
After that, yes. It's Happy Birthday, Toby Simpson.
Okay, that's
so that's one of these sort of like British comedies, these dry, wry, extremely funny, but you better be listening, you're going to miss all the jokes kind of thing. It's reminiscent on some level of Death at a Funeral that we showed a few years ago when that whole audience was like laughing. They were shaking the ground with laughter.
Because this says off the menu, because you were saying off the menu.
Talking about Saturday night now. Yes. Is it misprinted in there?
Well, this is Happy Birthday, Toby Simpson Friday, and off the menus on Saturday.
You're right, Cindy.
I know.
I sit corrected. Thank God I sit corrected. Okay. Well, why should I just confuse you when I can confuse everybody listening all at the same time? Well,
which is right. Just look correct.
Which is correct is the film I'm talking about now is actually the one that appears after Ideal Home. So it's a story of a suit, like a very straight guy who's got a very domineering girlfriend who's kind of making his life hell, but he's just too chicken, fill in the blank, you know, to just take on finding another one, and who is going to meet her for a big event they have to be at, and he loses his wallet and his phone on the bus he's on to go there and just jumps off to try and get them back and runs into another woman who's there, who's a very free spirit, as tight as he is, she's that loose. And she sort of sees something in him that she's attracted to and helps him try to find his lost items. And it's just a really funny film. And he basically smokes weed for the first time. And
he has a wild night out with
him. He has a night to remember.
A night to remember.
Absolutely. Except he can't remember any of it, I think, probably.
And that's what's on Friday night.
Yeah, that's on Friday at 10 o'clock.
Ideal Home. Okay, so now we're back to Saturday. Back to Burgundy is this luscious film.
Mm-hmm.
That is perfect for, you know, after the taste of Wailea, of course.
What's that line from Michelangelo? Wine is sunlight suspended in water, or something to that effect. It's a beautiful line. It's in there. I used it because I just love it, too. But anyway, it's the story of a patriarch of a winery in southern France has to sort of quit working as hard as he's been working for, you know, his whole life. And his three kids have
It's like you, Barry.
Oh, God, please don't remind me. And then they have to, three kids have to decide if they're going to keep it going after he has left it and no longer can work in it or not. So it's from a Cedric Clapiche, I believe is his surname. He did La Berge Espagnole, about all those kids from different countries in Europe all living in one rooming house. So it was a film we showed at the festival. He's done a few others. One about a cat. Can't remember the name of it now. But he directed this thing. It's sort of a rondelet. You know, it's just there's a lot of people moving through the film. And it's beautiful. It's in French. It's subtitled. Those of you who go to the Taste of Wailea won't care because you won't be able to read them anyway. And those who haven't, you know, may get a bit more out of it. But it's just like a really easy on the eyes, you know, hour and a half in France. So
a perfect Saturday night.
You can do better than that for $20 or $22. Yeah. I don't know how to do that. Yeah.
And then, of course, is the one we just talked about, Off the Menu, which is that one in Santa Fe?
Is that
New Mexico?
It's New Mexico, New Mexico, yeah.
Which sounds luscious. And again, it's about food, so it's perfect for that night.
Well, Taste of Wailea, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And the big Father's Day. And by the way, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
You always can't celebrate Father's Day. Well, I guess
it's
you celebrate.
It's been 19 years that we have not really celebrated on that day, but that's okay. But my kids celebrate it with me often enough throughout the year.
You're a great father, and She is the Ocean is the 8 o'clock film, and that's a very interesting film. Very interesting film. And it's got some of the top women talking about in all aspects of the ocean and oceanography.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, I just got an email. It just got my attention. A text, rather. I can't believe that text. I mean,
you want to read it on the
air? No, I don't. Okay. You don't want to hear me read it. I couldn't do it without. It happens to be a four-letter word, but I couldn't read it without another one, so I'm just going to pass.
I could say bleep as you.
Yeah, that's five letters.
You can do the Robert De Niro.
No, that's okay. So Sunday is. I love this film. It's called She is the Ocean, and it's a story of nine different girls and women, starting at about 12 years old with one young girl who's just beginning to fall in love with surfing, another who's in her early 20s who's the daughter of Derek Ho, who's a longtime well-known surfer, and Michael Ho, I think it's his brother, so I guess it's his niece. Her name is Coco Ho. And she just loves to surf and is doing really well, making a living at it. The two women who are the best big wave surfers in the world, who are women, and they're among the best in the world who are anything, men, dogs, cats. If you ride a surfboard, these women are just knocking the crap out of it. They're just that good. And there's another woman named Sylvia Earle, who is an oceanographer, has a PhD, and has been National Geographic sort of queen of the sea in like 100 documentaries over all these years. She goes way back with them. And there's a few others. There's a free diver. So there's about 9 women altogether, most of whom you probably won't know the names of. There's a fair amount of surfing in the film. I guess that's probably the dominant sort of component of it, but it's really more about the attraction of the water, what these women find in the water that feeds their soul, gives their life meaning, sort of directs them to, you know, higher, stronger, swifter, faster lives, kind of a thing. You know, they're always trying to make better what they did the last time they're out doing this stuff. And it's a real life lesson. I've been telling friends of mine that have daughters, especially if your daughters are, I'd say like at least 10 or so, you know, mm-hmm. 12 might be a little bit better. There's nothing in it that would be awkward for a girl even of 10 to see. They may not get it all, but, you know, they'll get what they get. But it's really a gift that I'm telling my guy friends that this is a gift. Give yourself this gift for Father's Day, mm-hmm. of a daughter who's seen this film. Mm-hmm. And you're basically giving yourself a gift at the same time that you know, you're showing her sort of a way of being in the world she may not be privy to or have not really, you know, thought a whole lot about. So anyway, it's a wonderful film. It's a beautiful film. The director's going to be here. She's coming in from Iceland.
Oh, good.
And two of the leads in the film are going to be here. They're going to be in a filmmakers panel on Saturday. So as long as we're not talking about Saturday anymore, but there are these filmmakers panels on Saturday we can talk about later if you want when we talk about the food stuff.
And Serengeti Rules.
Serengeti Rules is one of flat out one of the. Did you see it? Did you look at the trailer?
The trailer, yeah.
Isn't it spectacular?
It is spectacular. Yeah. And a perfect way to end the festival.
Right. Yeah, because it's the rare, hopeful film about the fate of the planet, mm-hmm. you know, and the environment. And they really lay out what can be done. The challenge with all this stuff is all these solutions are here, and people just get merry-go-rounded on this endless cycle of sort of bad news roller coasters that they have a hard time getting off because they're moving so damn fast.
Yeah.
And this is a film that's intended to slow you down and just let you really, like, take a look at the planet you live on. And again, as wonderful as it is to look at beautiful photos on Instagram, and I mean, I'm a filmmaker, so I mean, I get the value of having a great experience with a film, especially naturally beautiful films. It's, you know, and I think people just need to see it. They need to see these places, mm-hmm. even more than they need to see this film. But absent the ability to fly to the Serengeti or go to the Antarctic, this is a pretty good fallback position on Sunday night at 10 o'clock. It's also a relatively short film. I think it's like 80 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a few minutes less than that. So it's something that you can definitely do and still get to work the next day.
I have to say, your festivals are really hits. First of all, they're done really classy. They're classy, high class, beautiful locations, fantastic festivals that people can participate in. And the really cool thing is, not only do you get to go to these hotels and have these great food and festival things going on, but you get the tickets for the festivals, include the tickets to the Celestial Cinemas.
Yeah, the tickets to any of the tastes. We have three taste events. Yeah. There's the Taste of Summer on opening night, which is at the Grand Wailea.
And that starts at 6, I think.
Five to seven. Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of our twilight kickoff party. Mm-hmm. They just do this incredibly delicious and hip sort of nouveau luau. I don't know what they call it. I call it that, you know, menu. So there's a lot of seafood and a lot of really delicious desserts and other kinds of savory items to choose from. And it's just wonderful. They really go. You know, they really go far.
Do you have a shuttle that goes from the Grand Wailea up there? How do you get?
There's shuttles that run throughout the resort. So if you go to that party and you've parked, you know, if you park your car in the parking lot as you come down the, they call it the special events parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a shuttle right there that will take you to the Grand. You can get a shuttle from the Grand that will take you right back up to Celestial Cinema.
Good.
It's like really easy and, like I said, really cheap.
Yeah.
Like inexpensive, like free.
Yeah.
So you know, Akina does our buses. And they just they're a miracle. I mean, they set up a transportation system for a small city for, like, you know, for 5 days.
Yeah, and it's right there. You don't have any, you know, bitches about waiting. It's going constantly and gets you where you want to go and nicely. So.
And again, waiting in a line is not the worst thing that can happen to somebody.
I
have a graphic on the stage, exactly, that says, I should probably keep it a secret, but it's a cute little bus, like an iconic little bus in England. beneath which it says, keep calm, shuttle on.
I like that.
You know, the idea of being like, the worst thing that's happening to you today is not that you might have to wait in line for a few minutes for your bus to come, because there are all kinds of interesting people who've been there. You've all shared this experience.
Exactly.
And that's the whole damn thing. Like, just let it grow by just the energy that, you know, everyone's throwing at it, kind of a thing, you know?
Good idea. So that's a wonderful festival, and that's to get that. What's the best way to get the pass to go to these festivals, like the opening night festival? Do you just go? Where would you get the pass?
Well,
for that?
The easiest place to get it, if you want to, is, you know, just use the internet. I mean, all those passes are for sale on the internet. You mean passes like the Taste of
to
This?
Include the Taste, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just go to the internet and buy them there. Okay. I mean, we also have them available for people at Whole Foods. In Kahului, mm-hmm. We're there, I think, from 9 to 6, I want to say, every day. Mm-hmm. And we have a kiosk set up at the Shops of Wailea. It's sort of on the back end. It's on the ocean end of the escalator that leads you up to Tommy Bahama. So you got to look for it a little bit, but it's back there. And they also can sell you tickets, not just to any Taste event, but also to any of the venues as well.
And you're talking about meeting people, of course, at these festivals, the Taste Doves. You get all these great chances to meet very interesting people as well.
And the celebrities come to certain things, not always to everything. Some of them have to leave a little earlier than we'd like. But, you know, I mean, last year, was it last year? I mean, Bryan Cranston was there. I mean, talking now about the opening night party. Mm-hmm. Viola Davis was there. The years kind of blend together. I'm trying to remember who else we had last year. I'm drawing a blank right now. But But over the years, they tend to show up, you know. I mean, it's Maui. They're on Maui. They're being honored. I mean, what's not to just enjoy?
And who doesn't like chocolate? And there's this famous event called the Taste of Chocolate on Friday night that goes from 10 to midnight at the Four Seasons Resort. And this is also tied into a wonderful magazine that we all love, Maui no Ka'oi. Magazine is aren't they involved in hosting this?
They do another VIP party that we do. Yeah, no, the host of this one is which one is Taste of Chocolate?
Yeah,
it's the Four Seasons.
It's the Four
and
Seasons.
And the magazine sponsor of this particular one is Variety.
Oh, wonderful!
Yeah, at the opening.
Well, that's impressive in itself.
Yeah, I mean at the opening.
Standing now, folks.
Well, I just
our watchers told us to stand.
I got a little tweak.
Got to
earlier,
tweak
so
the tweak.
Back it off.
Twist the tweak here.
But I do, now that you mentioned it, at the opening night, it's at the Grand Wailea. It's sort of their chefs that put this thing together. And we have Modern Luxury Hawaii and the Hollywood Reporter as the media sponsors.
Nice.
And, yeah, so that's that. But
and
yeah.
It's chocolate.
Yeah, I mean, it's chocolate.
It's chocolate. You can't imagine. We're talking delicious, mouthwatering. Die for chocolate. Chocolate that you'd like to jump into.
I call it the sensual
you'd like
experience.
To yes, absolutely. And then, of course, the all-time favorite, the Taste of Wailea, is on Saturday night from 5 to 7 up on the hill overlooking the Celestial Cinema. Up there in that lovely site where you can see everything, the sunset, and oh my gosh, the best taste of foods and the liquor flows. There's lots of wine. There's lots of, I mean, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's also, you know, it's a 10 restaurant event. These are restaurants either within the property or restaurants that are based at, you know, somewhere in Wailea. It's again, the menu, I just want to underscore for people wondering, like, what is this thing and what are they serving and is it really worth doing it? And
yes,
you know,
it is.
First thing I'd say is it includes that night's festivities. I mean, tell me another party on Maui that you can go to and have, you know, a really talented sort of A-lister or soon-to-be A-lister, you know, being honored that you get to see in the big screen. So there's that.
The best of the best chefs. I mean, wonderful. And I tell you, this probably will be sold out by Saturday.
It's getting close, actually. Yeah, people are serious about it. And we've really, you know, we know people are sort of challenged right now, and we wanted to make it affordable. So, you know, this $150 ticket, which has been the price for a while, and will be up until, I think it's noon or 2 or something on the day of each event. So you can even buy it up until the day before. It's $150. It includes these tastes, the menus for which you can all see, as I noted. But it also includes, you know, that nice festivities at Celestial Cinema. So, we can't deliver a whole lot more.
It's a memorable
value than
night
that,
out.
You know?
It's an amazing event. You see all kinds of great people there. It's a wonderful meet and greet. It's a great party. It absolutely is one of the favorites. And we got 15 minutes, but the filmmaker panels, we do want to mention because those are one of my favorites. And this is probably one of the secrets still that a lot of people haven't discovered that happens on Saturday at the Wailea Beach Resort. And there's 4 panels. This is where you get a chance to really kind of do one-on-ones.
Yes.
We're sitting now. This is the chance where you...
I just got one little zing back there when I was
did
driving
you zing
in.
It?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to back it off. I'll get in the water later.
So the panel one is Cinema Calabash with a lot of filmmakers and 10:30 to 11:20.
Actually, it's so frustrating. Oh, I guess I can get on it on my phone here. Yeah, there are four panels. The first one is Cinema Calabas. You know what? I really want to do them justice. So ask me some other question and let me just sort of deal with that.
So those are all amazing. And I highly recommend, by the way, those panels because you have a lot of the different filmmakers there. If you're interested in finding out or if you're a filmmaker yourself and if you want to find out how this works, this is your chance to get inspired and to get really one-on-ones from some of the great people. Otherwise, you'd never get a chance to have information from these people. And I'm always impressed by the people in the audience, by the way, as well, who come to this.
And I'm there. So I just needed a little
yes, filler.
Refresher.
Yeah, okay.
So there are four panels. The first one starts at 10:30. It's called Cinema Calabash, Two Heads Are Better Than One. And it's just sort of exploring the making, you know, the challenge that one takes on when one takes on making a film. And we're going to have people there. We just added another film to this one. I'm trying to remember which one it was. But the producer and director of a film called Calling All Earthlings.
That looks like an interesting film.
People on Maui have been really interested in seeing, get a lot of buzz about that one. He'll be there, as will the director of that Off the Menu film that I told you about earlier.
Oh, great.
And another wonderful film called Keepers of the Magic. Keepers of the Magic.
That's going to be a great one at 3 o'clock
it's a wonderful film.
On Friday.
Yeah, it's a film about, and it's a relatively short film. You could actually see that one and then buzz over to the other side and see Taste of L.A. and make it in time to do so. But it's a look at the brilliance and magic that cinematographers, the top ones in the world, bring to their job. And it's, pictures worth a thousand words in this film kind of a thing. It's just too beautiful to be able to describe properly. So, again, this is one. Check out the website, and you'll be able to see at least a taste of it. I actually don't think it's nearly as strong a trailer as they could have done for this film, but it's the trailer that they did. So,
so it's on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Mac.
Right. Yeah. And then the second panel that day is, which is at 11:30, it's called Changing the World One Film at a Time. This one here has, it features three different filmmakers, one of which is the team, or at least a couple of people on the team that did a film called Living in the Future's Past. Jeff Bridges stars in this film. And it's a very smart, well, he narrates the film, he co-wrote it, he produced it. Susan Kusera, who's a Maui filmmaker, she lives here in Maui, but also travels around quite a bit. So it's a look at the future that we're building on the trajectory we're on, the trajectory. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I don't mispronounce words.
No,
I am really tired. and sort of offer some sort of spotlights on the things that are out there that can sort of help turn the bus. It's really smart, really important, and really well done. The second film, and there is a third one, I think the second one anyway is called Dirt Rich, and it's a film about the value of quality soil of all things. You know, for people that
really
follow
important.
This stuff, they know. But if you haven't been made aware of it yet, the quality of soil could gobble up the carbon in it. The soil itself, healthy soil, can gobble up about half the carbon that escapes into the atmosphere every year. Half of the global warming gases could be absorbed by the Earth.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, and there are people working on it. There are a bunch of people here in Maui who are farming that way now. And and this film was actually shot a lot in Hawaii, for that matter.
Yay. So really Rich is, by the way, showing at 5 o'clock at the Castle.
Yeah, really an eye-opening film. I do want to say on the previous, you might want to check these panels online because we just added a few new film people just keep coming that want to come out here.
They
keep,
good. You know?
So I think the first one is going to have some of the director and two of the stars of She is the Ocean.
Oh, wonderful.
I think they're
going to
be on that one.
See, this is why this is a treasure, folks. I mean, this is really an amazing chance. There's a lot of other things going on, but the filmmaker panel is awesome, and you can get valet parking there.
And the director and producer of the Big Wave Surf film is going to be here as well.
Yay.
Yeah, we weren't able to do a panel with just them because they decided to come really late. They kept hearing about, a lot of people called us and said, truly, we just kept hearing about this festival at Cannes. Everyone's raving about how great it is and how lucky we are to get in. We don't accept a lot of films. I mean, most get rejected. And we just had to come. So they're paying, I don't even know what, for a ticket, like, you know, 5 days, 4 days before the festival to fly here from Europe or Iceland or France. Yeah, they just want to be here for it. They've heard such great stuff about it.
Oh,
so
I love that.
To those of you who all call Maui home, you know, this is the real deal. And people around the world know it. So we hope you'll
Well, let's go down the list of films at the that start
Castle?
On Friday at the Castle. It starts with Keepers of the Magic. You were just talking about this amazing film.
Right.
At 3 o'clock. And that's one I'd like to see, actually. That's one I really do.
And the
want
next
to see.
One is Mountain, right? You might show it as a different film. A few films were not able to deliver the formats that we had requested and were told we could get them in, so we wound up having to do a few replacement films. So if you've got the flyer, unfortunately, yes. All 50,000 of them, like I
the
like to say...
Don't worry, he won't get far on foot.
It's not, though. That's the point I'm driving at. If you can imagine a Yankee Stadium full of people holding up a flyer... So that many flyers have the wrong information printed on it for this film. I was so happy the day after it was printed that they told me that. Anyway, so we replaced it with another great film called Mountain. It's about just sort of mountains around the world. Willem Dafoe narrates it. It's beautiful. Check out the trailer.
I'll have to have Tom Vendetti go see that.
Yeah, I mean, it takes place in Nepal and the Himalayas. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, this film will light you up.
Wonderful.
And then the last
one. I like that more.
Yeah, well, some
good
people.
Good replacement.
Some people will, you know.
Yeah, I will.
And then the last film is it's called Puzzle. Mark Turtletaub, who's a Maui resident, still owns a home here, but spends most of his time in the mainland because he's doing a lot of production these days. He was the producer of Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes.
And Mark directed a film that just has gotten glowing reviews called Puzzle. It's about a woman who's sort of in that Netherland of middle age, and she's got a kid, and she's got a husband, and nothing's wrong, but nothing's sort of right either. Or at least special enough for her to be happy with where she is. And she discovers puzzling when someone gives her one of these 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzles as a birthday present, falls in love with it, and begins to travel around and compete in all these tournaments and meets a guy through that.
They have jigsaw puzzle tournaments.
Yeah, she meets a guy through that who just becomes sort of her, you know, the man she falls in love with, truly in love with, deeply in love with.
Wow. So, and then I love this because, you know, I love books and I love bookshops. And then Saturday at 3 o'clock is the bookshop.
Yeah, that's Emily Mortimer and... Patricia Clarkson, former honoree of the festival, and Bill Nye, who people know from all kinds of different movies. He's never the same person twice. You know, slender, kind of gray-haired dude. So anyway, so it's a story about a woman whose husband dies, who lives in a small British town, who decides to turn her house into a bookstore because there's not one in town.
Uh-huh.
And the woman, who is sort of the cultural queen of this little town, does not take lightly to the fact that someone else is now trying to, in her eyes, grab that mantle away from her. So it's a really wonderful film, and the trailer, again, speaks for it fairly well. So check out the trailer. That's when it's at 5 o'clock, right, on Saturday?
No. That's 3
o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. At 5 is...
Leave No Trace.
That's another film that was replaced.
Oh, okay.
It left no trace as it went out the door.
Here.
Yeah, there are just two, to be clear. There are just two, and no films have changed venues. They're just all, you know, they're just...
Okay, what's
the film's being it's been replaced by a film you will love the title of. This is right up your alley. Hope Springs Eternal.
Oh.
And it's the story of a young girl who has sort of been the kid with cancer at her junior high school and then high school.
Uh-huh.
And she gets, after like 6 years of treatment, she gets a diagnosis after a PET scan that she is totally free of cancer.
Like that?
And doesn't know quite how to deal with it.
Living
and
without fighting cancer.
Can't admit to her friends that this has happened to her.
Oh, my God.
Because she's built a whole life around, like, her boyfriend is someone she met through Make-A-Wish. And so she just is real. It's a really interesting take on, like, what do you do?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, most people just shout it from the rooftops. For some reason, this kid, you know, just can't quite figure out which way to go. So it's a really smart film and touching and... I would highly recommend it as
Hope
a fallback.
Hope Springs Eternal. Make the correction in your...
Yeah.
Your
well, it's correct on the web. That's the bottom line. Okay. You know, that's why I say get the emails, because the emails always can update you. And our Facebook page can do that as well, as can our Instagram account. But the best thing is the website. Go to the website. As soon as we can get it up there when things change.
MauiFilmFestival.com.
Right. We'll put it up there. And then
the one that it sounds really interesting, again, you were talking about how there's a buzz on this, Calling All Earthlings at 7:30. On Saturday night.
And this is not just for the 18-mile marker, Ohana.
It isn't.
Although we'll have a fair amount of them here.
Yes.
This is a true story. It's a documentary that plays like a science fiction feature.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a guy who was one of Howard Hughes' right-hand people, did a lot of work from designing his big planes and all kinds of stuff that he was into. And he was visited, if you listen to him, take him at his word,
I do.
Was visited by extraterrestrials who... Mm-hmm. Revealed to him the design for a machine that could allow people to travel through space. So he's built it. It's in New Mexico. It still exists. It's fascinating how the trailer is really just it's grabby. You know, it's just sort of you look at it and go, really? But it's just really well done.
You know, I like that.
With one of these voices that talks like this in 1956, you know, one of these kind of things.
Yeah, I do.
It's actually very smart and very funny, and, you know, maybe it'll sort of open your coconut a little bit.
Now, there's four films at the Mac on Sunday, and the first one is Father's Day, obviously, so the zoo one is really good for the family.
Yeah, there's actually like 15 films on the Sunday.
Well, because it's a short film.
Exactly.
You got me. Right. Okay.
So the first film is called Zoo. It's rated PG.
Where can you see 15 films in an afternoon?
Yeah, there you go.
At the Mac.
So it's a story which is based on a true story of some people in a small town in Belfast, Ireland, who decided to try and save some of the animals, especially one of the elephant in their zoo when they were being bombed during World War II. So it's a really wonderful family story, great for kids, like I said, rated PG, and highly recommended. So, yeah, I sort of did it like as a Father's Day matinee, so
yeah.
if the weather is a little funky, you know, it's a nice thing for dads to think about doing and taking their kids to. They'll enjoy it. Again,
everyone
the trailer
loves like a
online.
Family film like that. That's absolutely great.
And then it's followed by about, I think it's 9 films that are in this 2018 short film showcase.
You get the greatest short films.
We have really good short films.
You do.
You're right. We do. So it's just the best that we found from, I don't know how many hundreds, like 400
more. For people
more.
Who have attention deficit, this is for you folks.
Well, it's also for people who really appreciate talent, because
yeah.
a lot of the people that go on to make great features
and never get recognized till,
but they start this way.
Yep.
You know, they really
it's
do.
True,
you got to start somewhere.
We already have a budget, right?
It's the rare person that makes the first feature and lights the world up and gets to make a second one without having done some short film work. So that's the 3 o'clock film. There's 3 o'clock showcase, right?
Yeah, and you were talking about Dirt Rich again. We already described that, but that's a real important one for Maui. And you said it includes a lot. You know, it has people from Maui in it.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, Maui and the Big Island as well. So I know the Hawaii Union, The Hawaii Union, Farmers Union, that's not the right. It's HUFU.
Yes.
It's the HUFU guys. It's Keith Rainey and a lot of folks that work with that. Alika Tai works with those guys.
Yeah,
so, and I'm just forgetting the acronym.
Really
smart, really important film. You know, if you eat food and you want to eat healthy food, you can't. The best way to start is with healthy soil, and that's what this film is all about, explaining to people, separate and distinct from its implications for reeling back climate change and some of these concerns that people have about the planet writ large. So that's again Dirt Rich, and then wrapping up the Mac at 7:30 on Sunday night is the film I talked about earlier with Jeff Bridges. Called Living in the Future's Past. Yeah. J. April was involved in this. J. Hill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's really, really beautifully photographed. Shot in 4K, which for people who don't know is about as good a format as you can shoot in these days.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are experimental 8K formats out there, but it's not available to regular consumers. So, yeah, it's beautiful looking, really smart, will keep your attention and open you up.
So this is the film festival, folks, and there's really something for absolutely everyone, and there's something for the whole family, there's something for the social, there's it's just amazing what's available, and it's all jam-packed from tomorrow all the way through Sunday. And again, you can get your passes. We have about 1 minute.
Really? Okay. Perfect.
Let's do a grab bag. I promised to give something away. I hope they're still out there. You brought these lovely passes, and it starts tomorrow, and folks, you know, you've been really patient listening to us all, and let's see what we've got to give away here. I think you've got some. Oh, that's Ryan Acuna won the Cosmos Pass, by the way, folks. Congratulations.
Who did?
Ryan Acuna. You got it right.
Cool.
Yeah, he won that. Oh, do we have any? We have some individual tickets. I'll take a minute to figure this out. Okay, this is for Celestial Cinema. This will be, we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Celestial Cinema. Call 244-9533. To get 2 tickets to the Celestial Cinema. I know, I told them we were going to do it first, but they were busy out there. So 2 tickets to the Celestial Cinema, and the phone's already gone off on that one. This is really great. So people, you can buy your tickets. We'll give away some more on the other shows. But truly, this is something you don't want to miss. It's really a labor of insanity from Barry Rivers.
We got a winner.
Thank you. No, you give it everything, and I see what you go through always.
I leave it on the cutting room floor, Cindy.
I have to say, it's just such a trip, but we're out of time just about. But thank you, Barry. I know what you go through. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, all the sponsors. Thank you, Stella. Wonderful volunteers, Naomi, and all the good people down there at the office. We say a big mahalo to you. I am just so glad you're doing it. It's really an important part of our lives here on Maui. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks for letting us get the word out, Cindy. Appreciate it. Take care.